B-Pod Studios.
It's morning again.
Wake up, morning's over.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday?
Wrong. Yes. It's Tuesday.
It's the best day of my life.
It is?
Hey, it's Tuesday.
You know what time it is?
Time to put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up. Right now.
Put them up.
Put them up.
If you say so.
All right, showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
It's fantastic out there. It's 42 degrees this morning. Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Perfect day for a parade, huh?
Sure is.
Good morning. Is everybody doing well this morning?
Yeah, I'm not going to go to the parade, but I'm excited to watch people go to the parade.
Hey, Brian, you're going to take...
Really, you're going to bring that up?
No.
I'm going through parade guilt right now. No, I left Sam sleeping. If he was going to go to the parade, he would have had to come to work with me.
Junk.
And he was already kind of junk from staying up for the game yesterday.
Yeah, I
couldn't do it.
Okay, well...
So I'm feeling guilty.
That's all right.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Hank, is it true the mayor said that he's expecting possibly as many as 2
possibly
million?
Possibly as 2 million people. Don't bring any beer with you. Don't throw any cans or anything else at the duck boats or their players.
2 million people?
Is that crazy or what?
The estimate the other day was about 1 million from, past histories. But, God is a Patriots fan. It's going to be 62.
Imagine having, a hair appointment on Newbury Street today. I'd be so mad.
I don't know how.
I would. I'd be like, oh, you're kidding me.
Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, going to Disney World.
How about that, huh?
They must be exhausted.
Hey, this is going to be a fun parade. Really, really a fun parade. It's just going to be nuts out there.
And it's a perfect day. We got a notice from school that an email that if you want to partake in any sports or plays or anything, you have to attend the last 5 classes of school today.
So go to the parade, then go to school.
No cutting class. Okay, it's going to be a little patches of fog this morning, but then 63, something like that for the high day. It's going to be a decent day. Really a fantastic day. Okay, other things we got coming up today. Let me see some of the big bets that paid off big time in the Super Bowl betting here. Millions and millions of dollars were bet. The ad meters are in for the Super Bowl commercials because we were talking yesterday about the commercials we like. Well, they've rated them, from first to worst.
Yeah, speaking of that, Maroon 5 may have been terrible at the halftime show, but they don't care because they benefited big time.
They're making bank on this whole thing. Okay, let me see. Today is the Chinese New Year. Year of the pig.
Oh, I love ham.
Yeah, when you write it down, it's 2,000 oink on your checks and stuff like that. They have discovered the key to your kids doing well in school. We'll share that with you. All of this is
skipping on Tuesday.
Yeah, going to parades. I think that's it. All this coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So apparently I'm not the only one who has these stink bugs in the house. Everybody's got them now.
No, huh? So everyone is going to experience the stink bug today because it's going to be 60-something degrees and they come out of the woodwork, literally. Then they make an appearance on places that you don't want them to. For example, I went to go take a nap a week ago and there was one in my bed and I had to nap in a completely different part of the house, aka on the couch.
Why didn't you just kill the bug?
I did, but then I was like, where there's one, there's not another. Mine don't stink because I have a pine bug.
I get both.
But last night I was held hostage by a stink bug and a pine bug in my kitchen.
Really?
Because I was cooking dinner, I was making a steak, and I had to flip it every 6 minutes, and there were 2 bugs above the toaster oven that I was doing this in. By the way, boy, am I a chef! And and so I was I couldn't get them because I was afraid if I brushed them down and then killed them, they would fall in my hair. And I can't.
But they don't sting you or anything.
But as long as you got the hat on, the helmet on, it doesn't matter.
No, but I would run in and then run out. You should have seen me. It was insane.
You're like everyone in my house. Because we get stink bugs constantly. Every day I'm grabbing at least 10 of them.
Yeah.
Every day.
Lucy, they go in Lucy's room and Lucy calls them animals. We went the first time, she's like, Dad, there's an animal in my room. We raced upstairs with a bat. But it was just so the animals. She's not real. She just wants Dad to take care. So this is the worst part of the story. because I am a grown woman. I am an independent woman. I have a job. I am good.
A mother and all
I'm
that
I'm a mother.
Sort of yep, yep.
I waited until Dave came home to kill the bugs.
Really?
I did. I was like, nope, it's not. It's
you
not.
You don't really have to kill them. What you do is you grab them and then and just throw them out the door.
No, I don't
know. They're just coming back.
No.
I flush them.
You flush them?
Yep.
Where are they and how do they make their way into your
they're
home?
They're outside and then they just make their way in because they want...
They find the little cracks and stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
And the thing is, don't look in your attic.
Oh,
there's probably hundreds of them up
sting.
There.
They don't feed on anything. They're just
a pest.
Hanging.
And they can get in through the duct. Or, you know, they get in your attic and they get in through the ductwork and come out through the vents.
I have to check the kids' coats because they'll be in the sleeves.
Infestation. I can't. I'm going to sell my house.
Well,
I'm
it's going to be
kidding.
Really, really warm tonight. So here's what you do. You turn your porch light on. And then once the porch light's on for like an hour or so, open the door and let all the winter moths in and they'll eat them.
You know what I did? One year on one of these days like this, my front door, it needed to be painted.
Yep.
So we get this abnormally warm
That's
day.
That's hilarious.
You know, it's going to be over 50
Yeah.
I painted the door, went to bed. I get up. I went to lock the door when I went to work in the next morning. Moth stuck to the door.
Unbelievable.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay. Foxborough. Bridgewater. Canton. Medford. Everett. Boston. Calling out around New England. Are you cheering from your seat? The Pats are here. The time is right for duck boats in the street.
Yes.
They're drinking in South Bay. Well, down in New Bedford, in Manchester by the sea. All we need is championships, sweet victory. There'll be duck boats everywhere. A grown will be shotgun and spacking, fans cheering. Duck boats in the street.
You know, it's going to be duck boats in the street once again today. Just what? Is it like 94 days after the last time we had duck boats in the street here? Pretty much.
Know that math.
Yeah, okay. 93 days between championships.
Oh, that's nice.
So, there's some good things to do, and there are some... Don't be... I guess maybe the best tip is don't be that guy.
Oh, good luck with that.
I think there'll be a lot
there
of that.
There are a lot of that
there.
Guys.
A lot of that guy.
I'm feeling parade guilt today.
I know, because you're not taking Sam, right?
Just doesn't work. Because he'd have to have come into work with me, and after staying up for the game, that kid was wiped when he got home from school. And I just could not get him up at 3 in the morning.
There'll be another one. Don't worry.
I know. It's just not working out.
I think you're being a responsible parent.
That's the part I hate the most.
I know. That's
the
tough part. Okay.
I feel bad, and I just want to give him a shout-out. I feel very bad for the people who are commuting into Boston on the regs, going to their jobs, and having to come home tonight and dealing with the mess.
Hey. Even just going to work today is going to be rough.
Yeah, the morning, but I think that the afternoon will be worse.
Public transportation is a key on this thing, right? They're doing a full-time schedule all day today, right?
Yeah, they're adding rush hour service on the MBTA all day. They're also adding extra cars on the commuter rail.
Yep.
Oh, so that's good.
Do not drive in and try and park. Streets are going to be closed. There's going to be no parking.
Yeah,
take public transportation.
All the streets will be closed. Plenty of parking.
Right? See, I say let your kids skip school and go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think
if your kid's old enough, absolutely.
Yeah, they learn a lot. I mean, the other thing is our teams went through some really great long droughts. 86 years for the Sox. The Bruins were 39 years before they won again.
Yep.
The Celtics are actually 22 years until they won in 2008. You never know when it's going to happen again.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I just don't.
Why?
I
definitely do.
I think that kids should go to school. They hardly go to school as it is.
Exactly. So what's another day?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
we haven't had many snow days, so you may as well.
What are you going to remember more, the parade or the teachers' conference day you took off?
Plus, you can learn a lot about math because if there are, say, a million people employed in the city of Boston and 50% of them call in sick, how many went to the parade?
There you go. Okay.
I just think it's a kid's responsibility to go to school. Much like it's your responsibility to go to work. Yeah, just me.
A lot of people skip work. But I think it's too bad because schools that were closed yesterday for after the Super Bowl, I'm like, they should have been closed today. And Sam has a half day tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Oh, couldn't we have flipped a half day?
Let's make up those half days.
Come on. So many half days. So
maybe I'm a bad parent. I mean, it's a distinct possibility.
I'm going to record it, and we'll watch it on TV after school today.
Okay.
You can just televise it.
Are his buddies going? Because that's going to be worse.
No.
They're not going? You don't have to worry about that.
I think the number one thing, don't be the dope that chucks beer cans at the duck boats. You know,
drink beer in the street responsibly.
There you go. Okay, thank you very much.
No, don't do that either.
thank you. I appreciate that.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, the parade begins at 11 o'clock on Boylston Street. The Pats will be on the duck boats. Go to WROR.com for all the details. Yesterday, Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman took his best pal Tom Brady, Tommy, to Disney World for their own parade. I want to know, who was Woody and who was Buzz? That's my question. Pats defensive genius Brian Flores named the new head coach of the Dolphins. Celts in Cleveland tonight. Bruins host the Islanders. And BC and Northeastern advance to the Beanpot Final next Monday night at the Garden. Sports brought to you by SBLI.
Time to get out of winter. Because 105.7 WROR is sending you to the 80s in Aruba.
Oh, my. We're ready to fly.
Oh, really?
Bob Powers of Danvers, Massachusetts. Bob Powers of Danvers, Massachusetts. You have 30 minutes to give us a call at 617-931-1057. And when you do that, you're going to claim your official WROR muscle shirt and qualify to win a trip to Aruba, one happy island, where you could escape winter at the Village Golf and Beach Resort. The package provided by JetBlue Vacations, the exclusive vacation provider for JetBlue. Everybody else, enter now at WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You don't stop believing. Never stop believing. This is it's kind of like the story of Julian Edelman, you know? Because Julian Edelman, he was a quarterback in college, and, you know, he's a smaller guy. He's not a big guy. And he comes out, and he gets drafted low round, and they turn him into a receiver, and he never gave up on his dream of playing in the NFL.
Or being BFFs with Tom Brady.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, did you see them?
Yes, they were like two little kids in Disney World with going to the Toy Story place, and they went to Star Wars, and it was super fun.
Hit that button for me, Lauren. There we go. Here's their music.
There, you got a friend in me. But the genesis of this friendship is a little odd. I mean, because it involves a bit of stalking, and I love this.
Really?
Because I have done this to become friends with somebody, so I totally understand it.
That's you went to Disney World?
you took Julian Edelman to Disney World?
Wow. Well, Mickey wasn't returning my calls.
Oh. Well, Julian Edelman followed Tom Brady across the country. He went to California, right? Because he found out that, Wes Welker and
Randy Moss used to go out there and meet with him.
And so he decided that was what he was going to need to do.
Yeah, they'd be there during the off season. You know, they practice.
Yeah, like just to be in the vicinity. It's important when you're stalking somebody to be in the vicinity of the person you're stalking. Yeah,
not trust within 100 yards, but close.
Well, it depends, you know, how far they take it.
And then they just like, they were at a barbecue together, and then they were like, you know, sort of talking and...
Hey, Tom.
Yeah,
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Hi. Love
hey,
you. I love you.
You throw me the ball?
Want to play catch?
And he didn't call him. Like, he actually, they went, they tossed the ball around for a while, I guess, right?
He called it
UCLA.
The first year he went out there, Brady, they have the same agent.
Yeah.
So he said, Edelman said, listen, tell him I'm available anytime he needs to throw.
Yeah.
He called him once that entire offseason that he was out there in California, even though he knew he was nearby.
Oh, my. See?
He only called him one time.
One time.
Well, that's what you do. You play hard to get. And then the stalker continues. And this is all in good fun, not real
stalker.
And
then the next year he went back. He called him like three or four times.
See how it goes?
Then it got to be the point where he started calling him three or four times a week.
Yep.
And then he would bring him to the house for lunch.
See?
Wow.
And then it's done.
Yeah.
Then
you're in your BFF. Yeah.
And that's how it happens. Because I've done it. And I did this with Deb Connolly. I'm not afraid to admit it on the air. I was like, she's super nice. I got to be friends with her. So I laid out the plan. It took a year.
Wow.
But I did. I just kind of showed up at her house a lot, and I got her favorite things, and I was, yeah, it was good.
Wow, that's really, really
that's
weird.
Creepy. Right. Creepy is what that is.
She knows it.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Does she know
that's weird?
Like, that it's that weird?
Yeah. Huh. She hasn't talked to me in a while.
Did your husband Dave stalk you?
No, he didn't stalk me. But the same thing. He did the same thing. He became friends and being in the vicinity, mm-hmm. and it went from
And then
being,
you guys went out and played catch.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
That's what they call it now.
And you had your helmet on anyway, so everything kind of worked out for you.
Yeah, it's all good.
Indies and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem has decided to get a little sun-tanning time on Old Orchard Beach. Unfortunately, he's forgotten his swimming trunks, so he simply covers his private parts with his baseball cap. That's when old lady Marion Hubbardston walks by, and we hear...
You know, if you were a real gentleman, you'd tip your hat when a lady walked by.
Oh, really? Well, if you were a better-looking lady, my hat would have tipped itself when you walked by.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
It may be Title Town. Well, good morning, everybody. The Lorne and Wally Show broadcasting live from our studios overlooking Titletown, USA this morning here. And so now the question is, who made out really big time in the Super Bowl and who didn't do so well in the Super Bowl and stuff like that, okay?
Two people.
Yeah.
Okay, first, I would say the person who really made out would be this one person who bet on the Rams only scoring 3 points in the Super Bowl. He bet $250, mm-hmm. and the line on that, I have no idea what this means, was 400 to 1,
ooh,
meaning
wow.
that person won $100,000 in Vegas. So wow. that's pretty good.
Although, I'm also betting that's not the only bet that person made.
So, probably not.
I'm curious. Not.
I know. It was made at South Point Sportsbook in Las Vegas, and there's no word who it is. Now, the other person or people who benefited from the Super Bowl, surprisingly, because they certainly didn't on social media, Maroon 5. Maroon 5 was reported to stay there. Their performance was described, among other things, lackluster, doomed from the start, basic, safe and cloying, a total flop, boring, and an artless spectacle.
Yeah.
But people don't care because their music sales were up 587% on Super Bowl
Sunday.
Wow,
my not
question
bad at
is,
all, huh?
Who doesn't have Maroon 5 CDs at this point or like downloads or anything?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
listen, yeah, I mean, it's 17-year-old songs. It's crazy. But anyway.
My wife was looking for the Adam Levine poster.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe some kids bought them, you know, because they didn't have them before, you know?
You know, it was kind of crazy. So they sold 3,000 of those downloads on Saturday, and it went up 18,000 on Sunday. So while they were completely ridiculed for their performance, they're taking it all the way to the bank.
And he's getting a little bit of heat for the shirt thing. But
oh, I know.
Not as much heat as Big Boy's getting for the fur coat. PETA's all over him.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, I think that, yeah, he took off his shirt, and there was no problem. But, you know, you show Janet Jackson's nipple. And
I'd like to invite Janet Jackson to next year's Super Bowl.
There you go. Thank you very much. Okay. And, you know, I guess maybe the one person who summed up the entire thing, because there's this Rams player, and they, you know, the Los Angeles media is asking him after the game, you know, so how you feel about losing the Super Bowl and all this stuff. His name's Andrew Whitworth. He kind of looks like bears a striking resemblance to Shrek.
They did a thing about him before the Super Bowl. He lives in like the super big house and he has four kids.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I know that guy.
And so he says, "Well, his take on the whole thing kind of put the whole thing in perspective." He says, "Well, at the end of the day, we're all gonna die."
Oh my god!
What about Wally Morning Show? Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays, 80s and more, all day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is brought to you by MAHealthConnector.org, and we've got some interesting things. We've got a reboot, we've got baby news, but first, I want to talk about Christie Brinkley,
yeah.
And here's why. So I read this on my awesome source, page 6. Christie Brinkley and her daughter, Sailor. Have you ever seen Sailor Brinkley?
Yes, I have.
She is just, I mean, stunning. It's not surprising. Her parents are like carved from cream cheese. But she is going to walk in New York Fashion Week coming up. And they're going to take, it's going to be in the Tahari Show. Which, by the way, I want to just tell you, the Tahari Show, I didn't know this about that. Their first show was at Studio 54. And they're credited with popularizing the tube top and disco wear in the 70s, and then later revolutionizing the interview suit. I had one of those in the 80s. Isn't that crazy? And I wanted to have a tube top, but that didn't really work out. Anyway, my babysitters had them, and I'm like, oh, I want to be so much like you. All right, so Sailor's going to walk in her first fashion show, but guess who's walking with her?
Who?
Christie Brinkley.
Oh, that's so nice.
I don't know if it's nice. Christie Brinkley, who, by the way, turned 65 and looks like she's 30. I feel like she should let her daughter do her own thing at this point. Christie Brinkley's walked down all the runways that she needs to walk down. I mean, she can walk down on her own. But, like, to share the runway, do you think that that's taking a little wind out of Sailor's sails?
By the looks of Sailor.
See what I did there?
By the looks of Sailor, I think most people are going to be looking at her. She
I mean, it's not about that. Like, it's not about the beauty contest between them. Because they're both beautiful at any age, and I'm
where's the line between like helping her career and just overshadowing?
Yeah,
her?
I'm just wondering if she's overshadowing, and I'm going to say that she is. And I think Christie should just sit down.
Now, you know, maybe you're jumping to conclusions. Maybe she asked
that her. Is my job. Maybe I love jumping to conclusions. It's the only exercise I do.
Said, "Mom, hey, Mom, would you walk down the runway with me?"
She
you
didn't know, could say be. That. She's like, "Mom,
Mom.
Oh my God, can I do one thing by myself? Oh my God!" And then she did a little up talk. I could hear the whole thing. Hey, you guys, baby news: Andy Cohen. Watch What Happens Live and responsible for my guilty pleasure, Real Housewives of Everything, all the housewives.
Yep. Yep.
He had his baby. A surrogate had his baby.
Right.
Benjamin Allen Cohen, 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Whopper.
Ouchie.
A whopper.
Yeah, so that's exciting. There's a picture of him with the baby doing that skin-to-skin contact thing on Instagram. He looks good. He looks good for just having a baby.
Yeah, he's in for a rude awakening.
Oh, my God. I keep thinking about him because he has this dog, Waka, who's a beagle mix. And Waka tends to bite people. Have you ever seen him bite people on the show? Watch What Happens Live. And now he has this baby. I'm telling you right now. And Andy loves this dog. Once a baby moves in, a dog moves out. Lady and the Tramp said it first. And I am telling you, this dog is probably not going to last. Because it's a biter. And you can't have a biter around a baby. The baby is the biter, eventually. Yes. All right, you guys. My favorite story of the day is Party of Five reboot. Oh. No, you heard it here first. There's a reboot of Party of Five, one of my favorite TV shows. So depressing, by the way. So depressing. The family of five kids whose parents die in a drunk driving accident and they have to fend for themselves in San Francisco. And it's a tear-jerking thing. Well, now it's going to go to Freeform, but they're mixing it up. And this is even sadder. Well, not even sadder, but it's going to be a family drama that revolves around Mexican-American siblings. It's going to be, apparently, it's the family unit. Their parents are suddenly deported to Mexico, and they have to fend for themselves.
Wow.
Party of Five. Freeform, coming up. I don't know.
More like a Fiesta of Five.
I don't even know what to do with
you. Cinco.
I don't even know what to do with any of you, but that's what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
I just don't understand why you watch a show that depresses you.
Well, because the human condition. We're all broken.
says the man who only does depressing stories.
It's like my wife. All she wants to do is watch my 600-pound life. How does that make you feel any better?
Oh, it does.
Interiors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, the question this morning is, would you ride on a boat with a goat? Bet you would.
Hey, everybody knows your name. You played another
all day
and all night.
80s and more.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, we're here to take your mind off the commute this morning and just let you play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Yes, it is game time on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. $1,000 up for grabs from Century Bank. And you, this would be a wonderful thing, a good way to start your day. We have a player on the line right now. Her name is Deborah Savage.
And
Deborah
Savage. Love it.
Deborah is a nurse educator in OR, the operating room.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it's
Don't touch that.
Okay. Good morning, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Show. Hi, Deborah, how are you this morning?
Okay, a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Nervous about this?
Hey, you teach people in the OR. Do you watch Grey's Anatomy to get all your stuff?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you teach them how to not leave cell phones inside a patient and stuff?
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, she teaches the important stuff, like never sneeze into an open wound.
Oh, God.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Not that leg, doctor.
The other leg, doc. Okay, now
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Nurse Deborah, here's what's going to happen. Over the course of the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 vital questions. Your job is to come up with the correct answer for each one of those questions. You can say pass at any time, move on, but do save time at the end to come back and pick up any that you've passed on. So, are you ready to play?
I hope so.
Okay, nice.
We have a little theme going on today.
Nice and loud. Okay, speak
it.
Up. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Who is the mayor of Boston?
Oh, sorry.
What is the name of the Patriots' home stadium?
Oh, my God. Gillette Stadium.
In what year did the Patriots win their first Super Bowl?
Oh, first Super Bowl for the Patriots? 2001.
What part of the city will the Patriots' rolling rally end?
Downtown, by Government Center.
Which city is the home of the Tournament of Roses Parade?
Roses Parade is Pasadena.
Who sang Don't Rain on My Parade in Funny Girl?
Don't Rain on My Parade, pass.
Harrison Ford's character tried to evade Tommy Lee Jones in the movie The Fugitive by hiding in a parade celebrating what?
St. Patrick's Day.
Philadelphia puts on this parade on New Year's Day.
Okay, I got you for three right, possibly four.
Yes,
I
gave her four.
You gave her four. Okay, let's go ahead and recap.
The mayor of Boston is Marty Walsh.
You knew that, of course.
The Patriots won their first Super Bowl in 2002. Yes, it was the 2001 season, but they won it in February of 2002.
I say give it to her.
2002. Okay.
And then you said the part of the city where the Patriots rolling rally. You said Government Center. It's City Hall Plaza. I'm going to give you that.
That's tomato.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand sang Don't Rain on My Parade in Funny Girl.
Yeah, I thought of that after.
The last one we didn't really finish, but I'll tell you. Philadelphia puts on this parade on New Year's Day, the Mummers Parade.
Okay, right, that's pretty good.
But you did a good job.
Did a fine job, and I don't, you know, it's a lot harder than you think it is when the pressure's on.
Yeah, definitely.
I respect somebody who in the operating room takes their time.
Yes, exactly.
Did a fine job. For you, we have a fabulous consolation prize. It's a 4-pack of passes to Isn't It Romantic.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, really good. Thanks. It's a romantic comedy. Rebel Wilson, Liam Hemsworth in theaters February 13th, just in time for Valentine's Day. So thank you very much for playing the game. We really appreciate it. And have yourself a great... by the way, are you at work already this morning?
Yeah, I'm in my office right now.
Okay, that's good because
you're not
in
the OR.
No.
Okay. Remember, don't sneeze into the wound today. Okay, and have a fabulous day. Thanks for playing the game. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Hey, what do you think? You think you can do this? Well, you got to try. Okay, come on, give it a shot. Got $1,000 in Century Bank. It's so easy. Yeah. Right. Okay, you got to log on to WRR.com, fill out an application, and you could play and win $1,000 right here at WRR. Really exciting day right here in this town, which of course we know is Title Town.
Won't you take me to
Title Town?
Won't you take me to
Title Town?
And we're very, very fortunate this morning to have the mayor of Titletown on the phone with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Marty Walsh is on the phone. Good morning, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing great, thank you. Wow, is this great or what?
It's unbelievable. I mean, just four parades in 5 years. It's incredible. I was saying earlier to the producer that, you know, I think we need about four or five more just to make sure we get the thing right.
That's a good idea, yeah. And you were actually at the game, Mr. Mayor, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. If you like defensive football, it was one of those games. It wasn't a lot of people are saying it was boring, but if you watch the game, it was every play was so tough and tight. It was really incredible.
So today we're gonna have this could be the biggest parade in the history of Boston. Do you think?
I think because of the weather and everything else, it's gonna be a pretty big parade. Yeah. We're preparing for a big crowd, and this team, you know, a lot of people weren't expecting. I think we always think the Patriots could win the Super Bowl every year, but I think this year, I think towards the end of the season, we weren't quite sure. And the coach and the team, the defense and the offense just played some incredible football in the playoffs. They've been there before, they know how to do it, but so I think a lot of people are surprised and happy that the Patriots won. And at least the Boston people were surprised in the sense of, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the country, they can't figure it out.
Mr.
Mayor, how long does it take to plan for a parade this size?
You want to be careful because before you even get there, you don't want to be planning too early because of in case you don't get there, and certainly we don't talk about it.
You don't want to be jinxy.
Yeah.
We know what we have to do. So Sunday night after the game, we're in contact with the Patriots. We kind of let them know what's going on. We usually hold 1 or 2 or 3 days, depending on what they want to do, and then they'll make the decision. Basically, Tuesday's the best, maybe Wednesday. The year we beat the Seattle Seahawks, we had it on Wednesday because we had so much snow on the ground.
I remember that. That was incredible.
So do you just kind of look at the police commissioner, give him like a wink, like pull on your ear or something, and he knows what that means, so you don't have to say it out loud.
That's one of the hardest things we have to do because they have we order in a lot of the police and public safety personnel, which means that they could be on their day off today and they're mandated to come into work. So for the rest of us, we enjoy the day, the parade and the Super Bowl. But for our public safety, it's not the same way. I mean, they get ordered into work. A lot of our men and women in the police department have never got a chance to watch the Super Bowl because they've been ordered into work.
What's your advice to the people, the millions at this point, people coming into the city?
Just enjoy the game. Enjoy the parade, I should say. Behave. We don't want any incidents. We had one arrest the other night. A young kid from out of town climbing up a tree.
He was from L.A.
He was from Los Angeles.
Yes.
He was trying to get high.
Yeah, he did. He could kill himself, too, by doing that. Yeah. Falling down, and ask people to be respectful. No public drinking. No public marijuana smoking. No throwing of objects. On the deck boats today.
Yep. Yep.
There's gonna be a lot of families, a lot of kids in the crowds. There's gonna be a lot of families, a lot of kids. So we're asking people to be respectful, be responsible. Respect the city. Our team respected us and went out and won a Super Bowl. So let's return that favor back to them.
Yeah, and I know good news, bad news. We've been telling people to take public transportation. I think they are because I know my wife was on the commuter rail. It's pretty packed. With people coming in, they're trying to accommodate everyone, but there are a lot of people heading into the city right now.
Yeah, I think the MBTA has added service today, trying to add service today best they can to get people in. And it's good to hear people. Yeah, don't drive into downtown today because a lot of streets are shut down. And if you're trying to see the parade and you're driving in, because we're shutting streets down, will affect other streets. And a lot of time you might be in the car and miss the parade altogether.
Hey, you didn't go to Disney World with Tom Brady and
Julie.
No, I waited for the call. I didn't get the call.
I know, right?
you probably had your phone turned off.
No, it was on. I was waiting for the call.
Where are you going to be today? Are you going to be in one of the boats?
No. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch City Hall just to make sure. I talked to the commissioner constantly today. We already spoke to him this morning. We stay in constant contact today just to make sure everything's okay. So I'll be at City Hall watching it. Around City Hall.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, Mayor Marty, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. And
thank you, guys.
Doing a great job, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You bet. Titletown. Hey, don't you think we ought to get, you're now entering Titletown?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
We should get one of those where, like, every place you come in, that would taxpayers would love that, wouldn't they?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Okay, so we've all seen the video after the Super Bowl, after the game. It's Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, and they're kissing each other.
Yeah, it's like a Zapruder tape. Yeah. Everyone's looking at it over and over again.
Yeah, I know.
There's an aerial shot, it looks like, and there's, you know, the scrum around them, and then they go in, and then it looks like they embrace, and Robert Kraft puts his hand on the back of Tom's neck, which, you know, you got to do that when somebody's tall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think they go in for a kiss, and they kiss on the lips. But I think that what happened was is that they went to kiss each other on the cheek, and there was so much going on.
Yeah,
and
I think
everything.
Like,
are you going right?
Yeah,
am I going right?
And then all of a sudden,
left?
The next thing you know, you
can
kiss somebody
confusing
on the lips.
Hey, Jonathan,
yeah.
I think I kissed about the lips.
Yep. Listen, I would kiss Tom Brady, and I might even kiss
Robert Kraft on the lips.
On the lips. Well, whatever.
You know, but there's no bit. I think we're making too much of a big deal out of it because, you know, in some societies, it's, you know, it's very common.
Well,
especially with, like, your dad. And I think it's a father figure.
I've never kissed my dad on the lips.
A lot of people do.
I have.
A lot of people do.
Really?
I've kissed your dad on the lips.
Yeah, many times. I've kissed your dad on the lips.
There are only three people I kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Yep.
Dave Falcone.
Okay.
And my friend Liz.
What?
Because my friend Liz always goes in for the little, like, puckered up lip kiss. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Say no. I've been friends with her since I was 15.
Okay.
So that's it. But everyone else, no. And I don't like it when people go in for a lip kiss. There was a guy I worked with who did that, and it was not fun.
I find more women go in for the lip kiss than the men.
Women go in for a lip kiss with you?
Yes. Like, not just me. I mean, I see it more often than you would think.
Any women lip kiss you besides people that you know? I mean, people that, like...
Not that often.
Like, a woman will go in for a lip kiss before you?
Sometimes.
I've never kissed anyone. Like, hi, how are you? It's nice to see you. Like, people coming over and you give them, I mean, well, I don't hug.
It tends to be women who are a little bit older also.
Maybe that's
it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So when I start
then you grab them behind the neck.
Yeah. Wow. I know. Wouldn't you be mad if, like, well, not mad. Wouldn't you be uncomfortable if somebody came up to you, like a friend, and kissed you on the a woman?
Well, I know a woman who does that.
And how does significant others feel about it?
It's no big deal.
Do you like that's weird?
It's not like when it was, hey, you know, a passionate kiss. I mean, it's just a little like an air kiss almost.
But, you know, first of all, it's kind of inappropriate to me, but like, you're going to get strep throat. Don't kiss on the lips.
Or mono.
You're going to get mono. Like, you're going to get a cold. Just no kissing on the lips. Especially in winter. I mean, I don't know. Well, you guys are really quiet. Everyone's kissing you guys on the lips.
I wanted to kiss Tom Brady on the lips the other day.
I know.
Ew, I don't know. I would be very upset if somebody came in for a kiss on the lips. I'd just be like,
Unless it was Tom Brady.
Unless it was Tom Brady.
Or Robert Kraft, for that matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, we're such a homophobic society anyway.
Well, no, I don't think that is. I just think about just the practice of kissing people on the lips in general, depending, you know, man, woman, whatever. I don't know. I'm going to watch you guys from now on. I'm
take
watching
it.
You.
Keep
I got my eyes on you and my lips tucked in.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.